When you see a shattered window in a house, your first instinct is to just sweep up the glass, right?
Right. I mean, you just want to replace the pane and move on.
Exactly. But what if that new window shatters again, like a week later?
Then you realize the problem isn't the glass at all.
Yeah, it's a cracked, sinking foundation beneath the house. And today we're doing a deep dive into an anonymous case study of a guy whose, well, his entire foundational reality was just completely shattered.
Yeah, he's a devout, highly skeptical man who discovered his wife of many years was having a decade-long affair.
With a married man, which is just wild.
And the betrayal is staggering. I mean, the other man even secretly crashed the couple's private island honeymoon.
Oh my gosh, that's just brutal.
It really is. So he's held hostage by this severe anxiety and obsessive memories of the deceit. And this client, who explicitly rejects anything resembling New Age concepts, he turns to a clinical hypnotherapist named Shannon for help.
Okay, let's unpack this. If someone is strictly religious and, openly rejects anything that feels even slightly occult, how does a practitioner like Shannon actually bypass those walls to facilitate genuine healing?
Well, by not pushing against his beliefs at all, she focused purely on the mechanics of the mind. Shannon utilized a clinical technique called an affect bridge. It's not magic, it's neurology.
An affect bridge. So connecting two different things.
Sort of, yeah. The brain often fires the exact same neural pathways for a present-day trauma as it did for unresolved childhood pain.
Wait, really? So you're saying his brain literally couldn't tell the difference between the cheating wife and what happened to him as a kid?
Exactly. What's fascinating here is how the present-day betrayal was weaponizing his childhood fears.
Wow.
Shannon used the intense, paralyzing emotion of the divorce as a literal bridge back to memories from when the client was 5 to 8 years old.
And what did they find?
During hypnotherapy, they uncovered suppressed memories of severe trauma. We're talking maternal abandonment, living in government housing, and suffering physical abuse in foster care.
Oh, I see. That connects right back to that house analogy.
Yeah.
The cheating wife was the shattered window, but Shannon helped him realize his entire emotional foundation had been cracked since childhood.
Yeah, his ex-wife's actions were devastating, obviously, but the sheer scale of his current anxiety was actually being fueled by a terrified, abandoned 5-year-old. The current event just exposed the old structural damage.
That makes so much sense.
And because the brain is highly plastic in a hypnotic state, Shannon was able to help him neurologically decouple that overwhelming childhood terror from his present-day memories of the divorce.
But recognizing the root cause is just the setup, right? The real test happens when his boundaries are violated all over again.
Oh, definitely. Because his ex-wife actually comes back, briefly.
Yeah, she returns for medical treatment, manipulates him, and then literally sneaks out after stealing his jewelry. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Instead of spiraling, the client essentially hijacks his own hypnotherapy sessions.
He really does. He completely takes over the narrative.
Wait, I need to stop you there. How does a patient hijack a hypnotherapy session? I thought the therapist is the one holding the steering wheel. Like, did Shannon lose control of the process?
Not at all. A good hypnotherapist actually wants the client to take the wheel. The hypnotic state is essentially just a vehicle for highly focused attention.
Oh, okay.
Once the client realized he had access to his own subconscious control panel, he started performing mental cord cutting.
So he's actively doing the work in his mind.
Yes, he actively visualized blowing up the trauma and just erasing the manipulation. He wasn't passively listening to Shannon. He was actively rewiring his own cognitive responses in real time.
So instead of just adopting a surface level pop psychology mantra like, change your vibe, change your tribe, he's actually undergoing a deep cognitive behavioral shift. He's
Exactly.
breaking the neurological loop of codependency.
Yes. He realized that holding on to the anger was keeping him tethered to his abuser. By cutting those mental cords, he fundamentally shifted his entire psychological state.
And the external results of this internal rewiring are just incredible. Let's look at the 2023 follow-up, which is 3 years later.
The change is huge.
This same man survived a brutal 14-month business litigation over corporate theft. He officially divorced his abusive ex, and he is now thriving at a Wharton business program.
And his subconscious imagery completely evolved too. Early on, his mental landscape was full of chaotic sparks and demons. By his final sessions, he visualized himself sailing silently through water, standing peacefully on a beautiful mountain plateau.
That's such a beautiful shift.
It is. If we connect this to the bigger picture, true healing didn't magically prevent future hardships. It didn't stop lawsuits or toxic people from existing.
No, of course not.
But it gave him the psychological armor to walk through those fires gracefully.
He completely transformed from a broken, betrayed husband into a confident, peaceful man who is actively attracting a completely new life.
Yeah, he really did.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? It's a profound reminder of the sheer strength that comes from decoupling your present pain from your past trauma.
You really don't have to be a prisoner to your past or, you know, to anyone else's sickness. You hold the pen to your own narrative.
Which leaves us with this to ponder. If our most intense, paralyzing reactions to present-day betrayals are often just echoes of forgotten childhood moments, what invisible past narratives are silently directing your emotional reactions today? Are you just trying to fix a broken window, or is it time to check the foundation?